Marcus Jones, a Black American student at Grand Rapids Community College, was first exposed to the profession of occupational therapy when he began working at a Spectrum Health Hospital downtown Grand Rapids. Historically, Black Americans and Latinx individuals have been significantly underrepresented among the occupational therapist profession. For Jones, the profession gives him the opportunity to help others using a diversity of skills.
But when I actually got a chance to shadow the occupational therapist, they allowed me to be hands-on, because I see the patient come from one stage of not being able to walk to being able to walk one day at a time, doing what they call it the daily duties activities, being able to brush their teeth and comb their hair. So once I was seeing that, it just became something that I wanted to do.
Ensuring students like Jones successfully pursue healthcare careers is just what the Grand Rapids African American Health Institute has set out to do, thanks to the $400,000 they have been awarded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Shannon Wilson, executive director of the organization, explains that the grant will focus on reducing racial disparities in health by partnering with seven local colleges: Aquinas College, Calvin College, Davenport University, Ferris State University, Grand Rapids Community College, Grand Valley State University, and Hope College.
It's really unprecedented because we've not seen a region come together and collaborate in this way.
Wilson states that people of color are significantly underrepresented at 15% in health diagnosing and treating practitioners' occupations.
This work is about identifying and naming racism as it exists within our institution.
In tackling racial disparities in health, Grand Rapids is the first in the country to take on a partnership with institutions of higher ed and carve a pathway to careers in healthcare for students of color. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.